$5 Bin Podcast with Mark and Rick.
And now with a splash of Brian.
Hello, Cinemaniacs, and welcome to the $5 Bin Podcast. I'm your host here, Mark Dittleman, and a happy new year to all you Cinemaniacs. From all of us here at the podcast, we'd like to say what a great year it's been in 2016 for the movies, the reviews, the revisits, the reviewsits. We had a great time this past year going a lot of our favorite movies, seeing which of them held up, which of them surprised us and kind of were not as bad as we remembered, and some that kind of ruined our childhood a little bit. Wah, wah. Since this episode is the end of the year episode, we thought it would be a little fun to take a look back at the year that was and remember some of our favorite moments over the years. We put together some fun little montage packages to help us do that. For example, whenever you're talking about the movies, the discussions trail down certain roads sometimes, and sometimes you get these cockamamie ideas or theories about what's going on. So let's take a look at the package we'll entitle Theories and Metaphors.
Now, Robert Miranda does play the character Joey in the film Sister Act as well.
Oh, yeah, okay, I remember that. So he was a mafia thug looking for Whoopi Goldberg.
Now, yes. That begs the question, is it the same character?
Is that like a same universe?
Is Midnight Run and Sister Act in a shared universe?
Wow.
And are they going to have Nick Fury show up and say, I want to tell you about the Rocketeer Initiative?
And he walks away, and the guy's like, the way he delivers the line when he walks away, he goes, should I wrap it up for you, Ronald? It was like he was like longingly saying this to
yeah.
him. And then as Ronald goes over there, he's creepily still watching them through the telescope. And I'm like, and even when like Ronald's like in the middle of like the Galleria, he's debating if he should go over Cindy. He gives a glance back to the telescope guy who's like looking at him like, oh, are you going to come back to me? Like, what is the deal with this telescope, man?
My note on this was, I feel bad for the telescope salesman. I want to find out more. So we're definitely on the exact same page. But like, I get this feeling that
the delivery of that line was so strange.
I don't think there's a lot of demand in this town for $1,000 telescopes.
Oh, so he thought like maybe he was making his sale for the year.
He was like old Gil.
Yeah.
And he was just like, here's my one chance for a sale. Don't ruin it.
He was in Teen Wolf. He was in Teen Wolf?
He's an uncredited teammate.
Oh, wow.
He might be part of the Teen Wolf universe.
Hey, Ronnie did surfs up on the lawnmower.
Wow, my mind is being blown.
It was
direct-to-video at the time.
I was going to say,
direct to Laserdisc.
And that had mainly Rick Moran. I don't think any of the kids were back.
Maybe they shrunk Laserdiscs to make DVDs.
Or to make mini-discs.
Maybe Rick Moranis was the one responsible.
Oh, my.
Maybe they made mini-discs.
How did they do Blu-rays? Did they just paint the DVDs? Let's use the window ledge. The first one was they were watching out the window. This one, they were standing at the window. Batman Forever, they decided to jump. And then
the
Batman and Robin, they actually jumped.
When they were falling.
Yes.
The imagination will always run wild if you don't know what's actually going on.
Half of this beer was delicious, but what's the second half going to be like?
Well, you drank the first half, so you probably know what the second half is
going to
be. But if you walked through half of the spaceship, you wouldn't be like, I wonder what the other half is. You'd be like, I think I got a good sense of what this spaceship's like.
Maybe not, though.
Maybe there's a zoo at the other end.
Exactly.
Why was strawberry ice cream in the cabinet, Mark?
Well, that's the thing. It's because someone keeps moving things.
Who's moving these things?
Right, they're like, who is moving things?
Maybe it's Joe Pesci.
No, this is not a Home Alone scenario.
Maybe it's a prequel.
Oh, it could be. Oh, the dad is driven into...
Like when the parents split up a bit.
Oh, he's got to go to the city for a while.
He's got to go to the city.
But
maybe
that was
the
in
city
Chicago.
Was Chicago.
That would be a long trip.
And he was going
trip.
To see his brother.
Wait a minute. Joe Pesci wasn't his brother in those movies, though.
Weren't
just
they
his,
brothers?
No, he was just his crime partner.
He was going to see his crime partner. But
check the closet,
check
baby.
The closet. Yeah. Do your due diligence
right.
as a father.
Mm-hmm. Could be Joe Pesci.
Could be Joe Pesci.
You never
Maybe
know.
This was the first house that they were trying to rob.
That's true.
They Maybe this is it. Where Joe Pesci meets him.
Wait, but what uncle?
But Roman's
it's,
like
his uncle Buck.
His son's name was Buck. I kept thinking about that in this, where like his son's name is Buck, and then he becomes Uncle Buck at some point. So
maybe he grows up to be Uncle Buck
with a whole lot of shook.
It's Uncle Buck.
That's what if the, it's all like a shared universe?
Ooh.
This is a prequel to Uncle Buck.
Oh, my
God. The kid grows up to be Uncle Buck.
You know how, like, Grease, like, in the movie Grease, like, the
I'm
rumor.
I'm not getting this connection.
No, no, but, like, the rumor of Grease was when the lady was saved, she wasn't actually saved, and she actually was in a coma, and the whole movie is her being in a coma, and she's dreaming the whole
what
movie.
What lady is that?
Is that Sandy?
Yeah.
Sandy so, gets hit on the head at some point?
No, no, no. In the beginning of the movie.
When she's having the summer
she's
loving.
Saved or something. And the rumor was that.
Have you ever seen Grease?
Yeah. I don't know. The rumor is that she is having this whole movie and it's like it's all.
The whole high school experience is in her head?
No, she's in a coma.
I've never heard this
theory. I'm rejecting
ever.
This wow. theory.
No, okay. No. You could look it up.
I reject it.
You could look it up.
Reject
summer
it.
Comas had me a blast.
He's yelling out Moonchild.
He yells out Moonchild.
You've ruined my childhood.
What you think about his mom's name?
Maybe
is
he yelled out
Moonchild.
Ruined Park. Child. Like, that's ruined childhood. Troll, the Rise of Harry Potter Jr.
Yes.
Yes,
Brian,
like, I remember hearing about
you're
this.
You're aware of this, but Rick, did you know that his character...
Who's Harry Potter?
What that is, was his character.
This is the problem. I don't understand.
So there's this movie that came out in the 80s called Troll.
Yes.
And he played the character of Harry Potter Jr. Pre any of the J.K. Rowling stuff.
Right.
This character of Harry Potter.
So
exists.
Where did she... So she got the name of Harry Potter from... This
maybe
shared
that.
Shared universe.
Yes, maybe Sonny Bono. He's Voldemort.
He's like, well, what time do you get off? And then that's when she's like, all right, 8 p.m. And
yeah.
He's like, oh,
I'll be around.
See you again
somewhere.
She's like, if you can find me.
And Cammy grew up to be Carmen Sandiego.
Oh my,
that's
God.
True.
We have just
constantly on the run because of all the jilted loves.
Wait a second,
from
so
Chicago
is Buck
just,
the Wizard?
We're
Whitebeard?
Linking like, we're, oh god, the shared universes is amazing.
Wow,
yeah.
As you can see, our go-to for a lot of these movies is how do we connect them to each other? You know, during our minis, we usually do our 6 degrees of separation between the reviews that we do. So it makes sense that our go-to most of the time is tying movies together via shared universes. Now, we all love our celebrities. Who can't get enough of movie stars and the wacky things they do and their vibrant personalities? So often while watching these movies, we emulate those who we love via impression, because isn't mimicry the highest form of flattery? Or something like that. That's how the saying goes. So this next package is the number of times where we copied some of our idols and tried to get their voice patterns down in our impressions package.
I'm big. Look at me. Gonna play a piano.
Hey, like a weird, like Mr. Catter. Like, hey,
it's I'm me, Vinny, John Travolta.
Vinny Barbarino.
You're gonna be in an OJ movie.
Senator Bernie Sanders.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Hello, Mr. Oh. Sanders. Thank
like
you for being here on the podcast.
Look, I want to talk about Can't Buy Me Love.
You know this movie.
This movie is a metaphor for Wall Street billionaires. Patrick Dempsey, McDreamy. McDreamy is using his money to buy influence in this high school.
You gotta like think. No, it's shot on whatever, Warner Brothers lot or whatever. I don't even know.
We're just setting that up for my Roseanne impression.
That go!
Save yourself.
That go!
Bobby, will you crank up the Victrola for me and roll back the carpet?
Gee, sure thing, Mom. Dad sure is swell. What a guy.
You're not Bobby! You're not Bobby at all!
What?
He said something
I'm
like
Travis.
That.
I'm Travis. I'm the Phantom.
This is James Smith.
My name is James Smith.
Hey, there's no cake in here.
Wow, Rick, your voice changed.
Bye, Harvey Firestein.
Oh, Ma.
Bye, Mom.
Ma, I gotta run. Kids, it's me, Robert Loggia, and I'm gonna be back for Independence Day 25. Ah, Robert Loggia's back. Oh boy, it's Robert Loggia. B, Billy, Robert Loggia's back.
Yeah. Didn't you see Creed? That was me.
Mark, you are a podcast.
You are a
bear.
Black guy?
Yep.
You are a podcast bear, Mark. That's where you heard a podcast.
Gwildor showed up.
Yes.
Hey, I can open this door for you.
Nice.
No, we like the Keymaster.
Keymaster.
This
in
is the
fall.
Most powerful plastic explosive in the world.
Yes. It makes Jumbotrons go off.
It will
destroy the kiss
sparks.
Cam. Brian, whatever you do not get off of this couch.
Even if Rick's house burns down, if the movie cave is on fire, you sit in that seat.
Boom.
Oh no, it's on fire. Someone save the croissants.
Charlton Heston.
Take your damn hands off me.
He had to die pretty much right
now. You damn dirty kickboxer.
I thought that was a very good showing indeed.
Well, I'm an Ottoman warrior, and I'm not sure about it at all.
I thought it was too exciting, and I'm rather tired. Well, Pilgrim, I'd rather have a drink than listen to that.
Oh, the lighting here in this movie cave is hurting my eyes.
And I got in my plane, and I said, hey, I'm gonna shoot down any of those reviews. It's, well, I'm a Botswanian lumberjack, and I don't see a tree in sight.
Brian, in your Michael McDonald voice, what's something you ate on Thanksgiving?
I had a lot of turkey and some soft and mashed potatoes. Got a little mac and cheese, and I had some gravy on top. I had some pie. I had a lot of pie, all the delicious pie. That's what you eat on Thanksgiving tonight. Oh yeah, that's what you eat on Thanksgiving tonight.
Doing karate moves. He's like, hiya, hiya, karate.
Instead of audio clips, we're just going to be doing impersonations of Arnold.
What he's doing on...
I was driving past and I saw the house was on fire. Right. Yeah. So I came in and I saw the Turbo Man doll. And I didn't want it to burn up because I knew all the kids wanted it. Hey, Jamie.
Hey,
I'm your father.
He could be Dolph Lundgren or Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You want tacos for dinner? Pizza Friday, Jamie.
It's Pizza Friday.
Hey, Howard, can you list off all the cookie brands your wife is going to make this year?
My wife's going to make Oreos. She's going to make Chips Ahoy. She's going to make Keebler Elf. She's going to make Famous Amis. She's going to make a Doodle. She's going to make a Fig Newton. She's going to make a Tuma. She's gonna make some oatmeal raisin. She's gonna make a macaroon. She's gonna make a snickerdoodle. She's gonna make a big sugar cookie. She's gonna make a gingerbread man. She's also gonna make a cookie monster that's also a cookie. She's gonna make some cookies that are shaped like dreams and ambitions that you can eat as you consume anyone else's dreams and ambitions and feel like you're a strong man. Also, she's gonna make a double stuffed Oreo.
As you can see, Walken and Arnold, always the favorites. Now it's time that I think we should slow things down a little bit, put on the candles, play some sensual music, because oftentimes during the podcast and while watching these movies, things get a little hot. They get a little sensual. They get very sexy. Let's listen to our sexy montage. Enjoy.
Oh, there! It's a lightsaber light-up timer toothbrush.
Yes.
The Kylo Ren model.
The Kylo Ren edition.
Which I will avoid any spoilers still.
Yes. But we do know Kylo Ren has a lightsaber.
Oh, and Batmobile slippers.
I know. Hey. Hopefully they fit.
I'm sure they do.
In all honesty, so I bought the toothbrush first. And then I saw another Star Wars related item, but I was like, you know, I'm going to mix it up. There's a lot of Star Wars things going on. Let's go to Batman. Saw the slippers. And then I was like, I realized I just bought you like nighttime bedroom attire. Like I'm just...
You're preparing me for a romantic evening, aren't you?
And now, obviously, maybe this was only in the R version I had on DVD, but as the flames are going, there was a quick shot of some naked writhing bodies.
Oh!
Did you notice that in the credits?
I did not notice that.
Okay, well, that was in the R version.
Are you sure you were even watching Spawn, or are you just watching...
He was watching Spawn.
Well,
yeah. Spawn.
The Violator takes on a whole different meaning. Originally, the title of this film was going to be called Teeny Weenies.
I think they changed the title for the better.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have any adults going to Teeny Weenies.
Well, I think there would be some adults, but not the ones you want going to the film.
And Xander is, he's got the skull, and he's like straight out just orgasming over the skull. He's just like, oh, yeah. Ah. And we're just like, whoa, slow down there, treat.
Like, what was he like?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, skulls.
I love the skulls.
You're locking your son in the basement with a Sasquatch. That's kind of strange, but they're bonding down there.
It's a rite of passage for a young man.
Exactly.
Some
exactly.
people have a bar mitzvah.
He did just get his first kill.
Yeah,
some
just shot a rabbit.
Bar mitzvah. Some, you know, shoot a rabbit. Some spend an hour in the basement with a Sasquatch.
Right.
patented. It's like 7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Whoa. 1 hour in heaven.
It's just like Teen Wolf.
Yeah. Ghost story about this mysterious thumping noise that goes on, and Brian is listening, so he takes his hockey stick.
The mysterious thumping noise, it's probably Brian watching that bikini show.
Well, those would be very short staccato taps.
Okay.
As opposed to, like, slow extended thumps. To each his own, I don't know.
Everyone has different stuff.
Some of the original title suggestions instead of Ernest Scared Stupid for the movie were Ernest in the Curse, Ernest in the Trolls, and Ernest Scared Stiff.
I think that last one would be a very different movie.
He forms a relationship with his blow-up doll, and he wants people to treat her as
a
real woman.
Awkward. What? I would say it's more of a real doll than a blow-up doll.
Okay.
That's why it's the real girl.
There you go. What is the difference, Brian?
One's inflatable.
Yeah.
The other's like plastic or something.
Oh, okay. Thanks for enlightening us. Why is this gym so messy? Just from all the boards?
Maybe they had a party.
I guess so. Maybe they had like a purple belt party.
Oh, where's Phil Hartman?
Purple belt pizza party.
Oh.
Phil Hartman
delicious.
Must have thrown a party.
Yeah, maybe Phil Hartman had an after-hours rager with all the ladies in town.
Oh.
A little bit of
it's singles night and Ted is the only bachelor.
Hi, ladies. Ted is going to have an orgy in the gymnasium at this public high school.
Have you met Ted?
Elmo want tickle. Tickle the bum.
Barbie, why you want your bum tickled?
It's itchy.
I don't know about you, but that montage got me hot under the collar, if you know what I'm saying. You probably don't.
If you haven't been able to tell over the years, we are theater folk, we're improvisers, we're comedians, we're just wacky guys, and we never miss an opportunity to belt out a nice musical number. So here's all the times that we sang this past year. Enjoy!
We are dancing, we're dancing so dirty, we're dirty dancing today. Do you want to have some cereal?
No.
Doesn't have to be a cereal.
I'd rather have some bacon.
Okay, bye.
Mwah.
Billie Jean.
That is the worst.
This is rainbow with the sky.
Some coffee.
Another piece of pie. Someday
we'll find it. The robot connection.
The lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Soupy.
On my right, Brian's wearing a shirt. He puts on his shoes so he doesn't stand on the dirt.
Defenders of the earth.
On my left, Rick's drinking a beer. If he goes outside, he might get hit by a deer.
The defenders of the earth.
Yay.
Boo.
Benny and the Jets.
Atlee, Ripley, which one?
Oh, Buck is the guy that's there. He wants to day with Cammy. She's got electric boots.
Roman. His hair's high.
He's got water ski boots. He's got Wall Street suits.
Tattoo.
Benny and the Jets.
Print it.
Well, it's the never-ending story from 1984.
Dicker. Bond. James Bond Jr.
The guy that's very cool.
He got the name from his Uncle James.
But he's still in school. Life is like a hurricane
here in Duckville.
Race cars, lasers, airplanes.
It's a duck blur.
You might solve a mystery
or rewrite history.
DuckTales.
A train, you.
Small town girl living in the trolley world. I took the midnight dump truck to the oak. Don't stop sneezing. Mucus out of two troll noses.
Wait, that's not that movie.
Treacher's got the power.
Feeling kind of mucus. Feeling kind of mucus.
Found Sega.
Now, the guys always bug me whenever we start talking about a subject, and then I want to rein them in and jump over to the movie that we did a reviews it of. So whenever I kind of segue, try to do that transition, they make fun of me because it doesn't always work out. They've even dubbed it schmarking it. This is a package of many of the transition attempts throughout the years, and we'll see how it went.
Hey, speaking of records, they are often powered by batteries.
But no, they're not.
I'm still going for the worst segue of all time.
I think you might have gotten
Yay,
there.
Yay, hooray.
Hooray.
Which brings us to our reviews it of this week.
I took my face off. Speaking of face off, no, I don't.
Hey, that's one of my typical transitions.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right,
go.
If you take your skin off, you're usually dead, and after that, you become a ghost, aka a phantom.
The ghost who walks.
When the weather gets warmer and the grass is regrowing, the trees are coming back, the foliage is coming out. Trees, woods, nature. Creatures in the woods.
All right.
Survey says.
I see you've been trouncing through the woods this past week.
I prefer looking, to call it traipsing.
Traipsing. Looking for mythical folklorish creatures.
Indeed.
That's true. This is one of your best segues
ever.
Hey,
I did it. Yay.
He did it by not going with anything before that.
I did it.
He went straight to the topic.
Exactly.
Hey, guys, maybe we should just stop while we're ahead here.
I think it's a good idea.
Like shortest an animal
mini
head
ever.
On the wall.
Oh, very good.
No, you just ruined it.
I don't know opera. You know what I do know, though? Is fantasy kids movies that have to do with monsters.
Segue.
Wow, that was dubious. Okay, it wasn't bad, though. It wasn't one of my worst.
It was on the better end of the spectrum, which is saying something about your segues.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Did you go to a cabin at all? Did you go camping?
No. We were about as far from camping as you could get.
Okay. Well, what? So you were, like, in the ocean?
I'm trying to think what the opposite of camping. We were on the beach in the ocean in, like, a 10-bedroom beach house thing.
I guess there would be opposite.
Yeah, that is.
There you go.
All of the amenities of home.
So
glamping.
Is it like camping.
Yeah.
Is it glamping?
There's
no way to naturally transition from your vacation to anything having to do with camping.
But wait, Brian, you said camping, though. I heard camping.
I was outdoors.
Hey!
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
You had a great time outdoors?
I had a great time outdoors.
Hey, that reminds me of the movie we did a reviews of this past week. The Great Outdoors.
Ah, you tricked me.
You see how I got there? I like how I tricked you and turned you into a pirate simultaneously.
Yar, mateys.
And your legacy will be never-ending.
It really won't be. Every single... I mean, these movies...
He's trying to do a segue.
I'm not... No.
He's not allowing it.
It's one of his best segues. I'm canceling it.
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging it.
No,
we're going back to the segue.
All right, fine.
And, Rick, you did mention as the... it is cooler outside, and in the fall... When the weather gets colder, it's prime sports season for the NHL.
Football
season. You're right, Brian.
Yeah.
It's not hockey season.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. You're going to need a new transition.
All right.
New transition.
Go.
Well, it's because hockey was actually in the movie that we did the reviews of this week.
Yeah, you schmarked it.
But speaking of the holidays... Our reviews of this past week was of the mid-90s Arnold Schwarzenegger Christmas movie, Jingle All the Way.
That was probably your best transition yet.
Thank you. I saved them.
It helps when we start talking about the topic that we're going to be transitioning to.
Well, I feel like I'm kind of Michigan J. Frog, too. Like, I'll only do it when Rick's not here.
See,
I can make a transition. I am able to segue. It's just, it doesn't always work out. I try. I think I did it this year. I think I might have. Now for a treat, I'd like to share some special messages of 2017 wishes that both Rick and Brian would like to pass along to you, the Cinemaniacs. So here you go, starting with Rick.
Happy New Year, Cinemaniacs. And let's see, one of my favorite moments... Well, I think would be when we made Brian a full-time co-host, probably because, of course, with kids and stuff, my daddy duties have become in full effect, so it's nice having Brian here so that you're not just talking alone. But I like that, and of course, you know, going off on tangents with us, talking about random things, and then we have to be corralled back in because we're talking about something completely off topic. But and then let's see, a movie I hope we cover this year is actually, it's kind of funny because I know it's wintertime and we're thinking about it, but I really want to do Ski Patrol. Remember that movie? It was by the guys from Police Academy, but it was just a crazy movie. And I remember watching it over and over and over as a kid. It came out, I think, early 90s, and it was just a funny movie, kind of Ski Patrol-esque. And, you know, hopefully we can do that this year, maybe in the winter, who knows. And then my most excited movie for this year in the theaters is definitely Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I'm really looking forward to it. I love Guardians of the Galaxy. Can watch it over and over and over again. In fact, I do, trying to figure out what James Gunn's talking about for the last kind of Easter egg. But I would say Guardians of the Galaxy 2 would be one of my highest ones for the theater this year. So that's about it for me.
And now one from Brian.
Hello, Cinemaniacs. This is Brian, your favorite online movie review quizmaster, wishing you a happy and healthy new year. In 2016, we had some great moments on the podcast. We welcomed Rick back from his paternity leave. I joined the podcast as our official third chair. Of course, we had some wonderful guests as well. But perhaps most memorable to me will be the characters that we encountered along the way, from Mrs. Chip to Larry the museum employee to our special guests Bernie Sanders and Governor Schwarzenegger, and of course, getting to know Bobby. Now, as we look ahead to 2017, there's a number of movies that are still begging for a Reviews It, whether that's the Mighty Ducks movies or Uncle Buck or The Princess Bride. The list really goes on and on, so hopefully we'll cross some of those great movies off of the list as we continue our way towards our 50th Reviews It. Now, there's a lot of movies coming out in 2017 that I'm sure we'll be talking about as well, like Star Wars Episode 8, of course, or Spider-Man Homecoming, or the Lego Batman movie, or Beauty and the Beast. There's a whole lot of movies coming out, Justice League, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Logan, so we're all very excited about those, and I'm sure we'll be talking about them on the podcast. Now, in addition to that, I'm going to try to follow Mark's lead this year and see if I can do the 365 movie challenge in 2017. Now, as I'm recording this, it's currently January 2nd, and I'm already three movies in, so I'm off to a good start at least. We'll see how I do throughout the rest of the year. So, Cinemaniacs, I hope you have a wonderful 2017, and I will see you at the movies.
Thanks, guys, for those messages. And I'd like to add that I look forward to maybe covering License to Drive with both Corey Haim and Corey Feldman, of course, and The Explorers, which, you know, I've been touting for a long time, trying to hype up to the fellas to get interested in. Movies I'm interested for 2017, obviously Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, the new Wolverine movie Logan, and, of course, Star Wars Episode 8. And one of my favorite moments during the podcast this past year was Rick's utter outrage over the font used for subtitles of raccoons. He just couldn't stand it, so those are my picks for this year. Our last montage that we're going to listen to is the wacky original characters that sometimes come out of the episodes. We kind of think about what would happen if another character that hasn't been introduced in the movie, how they would kind of play out. So here are some of our favorites.
Chip, what are you doing here? I'm gonna go push someone out a window. You want to join me?
Yeah, Dad. I'm Chip.
Yeah, family is a good thing to bond with. Hey, what's your mother doing here? Honey, why are you here?
I'm Mrs. Chip.
Why is my wife named after my son?
It's a weird matriarchy. The Boston Museum, they labeled some of those paintings wrong, and they thought someone might have stole them, but they were just in the wrong section, so. And then they found them. They're like, oh, it was Larry's fault.
Sorry, guys.
I'm new here.
It's my first day.
They should have done a cross connection with the Golden Girls and had M. Emmett Walsh and Estelle Getty play parents.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was younger.
Well, she was in Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Yeah.
So she's
she was
guys.
So funny.
she probably could have yeah. killed Harry.
She could have worked at the store.
She might have this ammo that he's looking for.
Well, let's get this scene. So what if Jacques LaFleur shows up and he's like, I need 358s. And she's, as George's mom comes out and she goes, no, you need something bigger. And like whips out a giant gun. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
An elephant gun.
I use
gun.
This one.
Oh, those are some things.
That's perfect, actually. Yeah, that's brilliant. Did you possibly call that one in? Like, say, hey.
I was like, hey, Roland Emmerich, I want you to use this voice for the alien.
I'm an alien.
He's not nominated for an Oscar if he's ruled ineligible. He's just, like, submitted for nomination.
Well,
like,
some guy, we'll call him Todd, he worked at the Academy Award office, and he accidentally did it, so then they rescinded it. That's what I feel like coming.
I think we should see that soon.
Well, this year we got Randy Quaid.
Todd, what are you doing?
I'm filtering the nominations, sir.
Randy Quaid. You know that Randy Quaid is an animal, and he's not eligible for an Oscar.
Okay, then how about Bart the Bear?
Oh, that sounds a little more reliable.
All right, I'm nominating him.
But
he's in my favorite movie.
He'll go against Tom Hanks.
But can you guess what movie Bart the Bear was in?
What?
The bear.
Wait, are you saying he's a bear?
Yes, he's a...
Todd!
I'm gonna go out to lunch now. Hey, it's me, Todd, from the nomination office.
Damn it, Todd, you can't nominate the big pen from MacGyver.
But
for
I was gonna put him in the pocket of Bart the Bear and giving him a nomination.
Damn it, Todd, you're the worst.
I guess I'm gonna fire and kill myself.
What the? That got dark.
Things escalated quickly.
I'm Todd.
Good night, Todd.
Good night, Mrs. Chip.
Rick! Brian! Say my name!
I'm gonna yell the name of my mom, Mrs. Chip!
Her full name is Atreo Chip.
Mrs. Belvedere Chip.
Well, that's it, Cinemaniacs, for this best of edition. We hope that you enjoyed. We hope you have a healthy, safe, and fun 2017 at the movies. That's it for this best of episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. I'm Mark. For Rick and Brian, just remember in 2017, you can always paint the grass green. Good night, everybody, and a good year.
Good year.
Thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this end-of-year episode of the $5 Bin Podcast, and join us for more movie fun in 2017. You can find us on the social interwebs, tweet us at the number $5 Bin POD, like us on Facebook, or email us at the $5bin.podcast@gmail.com. You can download past episodes on iTunes, and when you do, hey, why not give a good rating and review? It helps others find the podcast as well. Thank you. For information about Brian and my improv organization, Natick Improv, and upcoming 2017 workshops and performances, you can visit natickimprov.com or like Natick Improv on Facebook. Big thanks once again to Jenny Weech and Jeff Kimball for the $5 Bin theme song. And until next time, Cinemaniacs, hasta la vista, baby, New Year's, babies.